You're listening to an African Elements top news story for February 3, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why Haiti's BWAKL vigilantes are rising against gangs now. By Darius Spearman. The streets of Port-au-Prince are quiet in a way that feels heavy. Smoke rises from burning tires at neighborhood entrances. People stand guard with machetes and stones. These are not soldiers or police officers. They are regular residents who have decided to fight back. This movement is known as BWAKL. It represents a desperate response to a city where gangs have taken almost everything. Today, gangs control about 90% of the capital city. The world watches as Haiti struggles with this wave of violence. For many in the African diaspora, the pain of Haiti feels personal. This nation was the first to successfully break the chains of enslavement. The Haitian Revolution changed the course of history for black people everywhere. However, the current crisis is deep. It is rooted in a long history of outside interference and internal struggle. Even as Donald Trump serves his current term as president, the United States remains deeply involved in Haiti's fate. Understanding the present requires a hard look at the past. Haiti's current gang problem did not start overnight. It began with leaders who used private armies to stay in power. From 1958 to 1986, President François Papadoc Duvalier ruled with an iron fist. He created a group called the Tontons Macoutes. This was a personal militia that operated outside the law. They terrorized anyone who disagreed with the president. When the group was officially ended in 1986, the members were never truly disarmed. They simply blended back into society, keeping their weapons and their violent methods. Later, during the early 2000s, another group emerged. These were the Chamiers. They were armed youth from the poorest neighborhoods. Politicians used them to control the streets and silence rivals. This history shows a pattern where the state relies on armed civilians instead of a fair justice system. Over time, these groups grew tired of working for politicians. They realized they could make more money through kidnapping and extortion. They became independent and more dangerous than ever before. The current era of chaos has a specific starting point. In July 2021, President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated in his home. This event removed the last bit of central authority in the country. Without a president, the state began to collapse. Gangs saw an opportunity to take over. They stopped fighting each other for a moment to take over the infrastructure of the city. They seized fuel terminals and main roads. This allowed them to control food and water for millions of people. One man became the face of this new power. Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier is a former police officer. He led a group called the G9 Family and Allies. He claimed to be a revolutionary fighting for the poor. However, his groups were accused of terrible crimes against the very people they claimed to protect. The police force was too small and poorly equipped to stop them. With only 9,000 active officers for 11 million people, the government lost control of the streets. By April 2023, the people of Haiti reached a breaking point. The term BWAKL literally means peeled wood in Haitian Creole. It is a slang term that suggests stiff justice. The movement began when a crowd in Port-au-Prince took 13 suspected gang members from police custody. The mob burned the suspects alive in public. This was a shocking moment that changed everything. It signaled that the people would no longer wait for a government that never came. BWAKL spread quickly across different neighborhoods. Residents built barricades and searched everyone who entered. They were looking for tattoos or signs of gang membership. In the first month, this civilian movement killed over 160 suspected gang members. For many residents, this felt like the only way to survive. They believed that if they did not kill the gangs would kill them. This effort to find economic justice and safety became a matter of daily life. While BWAKL brought a sense of power to neighborhoods, it also brought new dangers. Mob justice is rarely fair. In May 2023, a police officer named Emmanuel Derillion was killed by a mob. They mistook him for a gang member because he was in an unfamiliar area. This kind of paranoia has made the city dangerous for everyone. Anyone who does not know a secret password or looks suspicious can be targeted. This atmosphere of fear has tested the resilience of families who are just trying to live. Furthermore, some self-defense groups are starting to look like the gangs they fight. Some groups have begun to demand taxes from the people they protect. They use this money to buy weapons and supplies. Human rights groups have warned that these vigilantes are carrying out extrajudicial killings. These are executions done without any trial or proof. In some cases, children as young as 12 have been killed because they were suspected of being gang scouts. The line between a hero and a criminal is becoming very thin. The gangs did not simply disappear when the people rose up. Instead, they did something nobody expected. Two major rival groups, the G9 and GPEP, decided to stop fighting each other. They formed a new alliance called Vivansum, which means living together. This was a historic change. For years, these groups had killed each other over territory. Now, they are working together to fight the government and any international help. This alliance has made the gangs more powerful than ever. They have used their combined strength to attack the national airport and major prisons. In 2024, they successfully forced the prime minister to resign. They claim to be fighting for the people, but their actions tell a different story. They continue to blockade and move drugs and weapons through the ports. The merger of these groups shows that the gangs are thinking like a military force. Copyright, African Elements.